Hey guys, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to another episode of the Trading Coach Podcast. Thank you as always for joining me and taking some time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. It's been an amazing journey so far. Just checked the numbers for the first time in a long time, and we are still growing at a rapid rate, which is pretty impressive. And as always, it's a big thank you to you guys for supporting the show, not just by leaving me nice comments and nice reviews, which is the best way you can support the show, by the way, but also sharing it on social media and even giving me ideas on what to present. Today's idea comes from social media as well. It wasn't a purposeful idea, but I think it's going to be a good episode as it was a recent conversation that I had with a trader about mindset. And if you guys follow me on social media, at Akil Stokes RTM, be aware of the fakes, you know that I post a lot of different content. A lot of it is trading content. A lot of it is kind of productivity-based content, self-development type stuff, my family, a lot of well-rounded stuff. And I shared a nice infographic from Jason Greystone, really about kind of, I guess like a realistic pyramid of wealth, or where you want to be in your lifetime, wealth accumulation. And obviously this is an audio-only platform, so I can't really show it to you, but imagine there's basically like four levels, right? The bottom level is broken up into three sections, right? This is going to be called tier three. It is mindset, purpose, foundation. Above that is a little section called buffer. That is a cash buffer, right? Think emergency fund, you know, just in case fund, right? It's money that is not necessarily going towards anything, but you have it just in case. Above that, it's divided into two sections. This is going to be tier two. That is invest, and that is grow, right? And then at the top is speculate, right? That's more of your kind of your hands-on trading, investing in the markets, right? And I shared this on Twitter and other social media platforms, and I said, this is by far the most detailed and realistic wealth pyramid that I've ever seen. If it doesn't make sense to you, I highly recommend checking out my buddy Jason Greystone's always free newsletter and always free podcast. It's going to change the way you think about financial independence. And if you're not doing that, trust me, that is a must. It's always free, as the title says, and it will allow you to be always free. At least that's the goal. And I got a comment, got a lot of likes and stuff like that, but you know, we always focus on the negative comment, right? I got a comment from a guy who said, at the top of the pyramid, add mission impossible for the lucky percentage that reach and experience. So basically saying at the very top of the pyramid, it should add mission impossible because you're never gonna get it unless you're one of the lucky percentages that experience it. And my response was, that exact mindset is why so many people don't reach that level. Limiting thoughts kill dreams. The response from that, he says, well, I'm all for the dream, but it's a statistical truth. And my response from that was, I gave him two back to back, right? I said, the way I see it is that if the chances of success are 1%, then I feel sorry for the other 99%. If you approach it with any other attitude, you've already lost. And that is my philosophy on life in general, right? I understand that I'm a sports nerd. Everything is a competition to me in a sense, even if it's a competition within my own mind. And I want to win. I want to win at life. Now, I would say that most people don't win at life. And my idea of winning at life is having a completely fulfilled life. And that's from an emotional standpoint. That's from a physical standpoint. That's from a financial standpoint. And that's from a legacy standpoint. With, you know, obviously emotional is you want to be happy, right? You want to live a happy life. You don't want to go through life miserable and dreading waking up every day, right? I'm in a fortunate situation where, you know, I've done that for years and years and years. So like, you know, I know the game. I've done the dread and wake up Monday, back to work, the stupid job or stupid jobs in my case. I'm at a point right now where I wake up and I get excited about working every day. In fact, I kind of get pissed off on the weekends because I don't get to interact with traders in a normal way that I would on the platform. So I'm excited every Monday, right? I'm like, yeah, I get to wake up and do what I love. The markets are rolling. Let's go. So from a emotional standpoint, I'm happy with that. And obviously with other aspects of my life as well. I have a beautiful family. I have a really good flock of friends. I've got great business partners who are my friends as well. I'm living my dream life, right? I've achieved freedom of time, which gives me the ability to do whatever I want whenever I want to and really be in complete control over my life. Now, we talked about this in a previous podcast where just because you can do whatever you want whenever you want doesn't mean you necessarily have that freedom. There are still things that you have to do, but you have options. You can do them on your own time. You can delegate the task. That's going to cost you money or whatever like that. You can automate it. That's going to cost you money. There are ways around it. You still have complete control over how you want to handle the situation, right? So emotionally is being happy with life. Physically is, I think, you know, I'm a big believer in physical fitness, right? I think you should be fit. You don't want to die early. It doesn't mean you have to be out there, you know, looking like a professional athlete, looking like Cristiano Ronaldo, all ripped up and sexified, right? You don't have to be like that. But you want to be healthy. You want to be able to, if you have children or grandchildren, play with your kids. You want to be able to walk outside, experience different parts of the world, right? I would hate to be able to take a trip somewhere, but not be able to walk the streets of Rome or something like that, you know? So you want to be healthy enough where you can do what you enjoy. And then legacy and value-wise, I think that's what you leave behind. I'm a big believer in providing value. I'm a big believer in the give back, the pay it forward. One of the reasons that I love coaching so much is that I believe I was very fortunate enough to, maybe fortunate is not the word, but, you know, I've been able to make something out of my life. And I prepared for it. The work that I put into has helped me get here. But I also ran into the right people at the right time, right? I met the right trading mentors at the right time in my life. And I had the right mindset to pursue it in a way that would allow me to achieve success. And I've done that. And part of my goal is giving back. I know how my life has changed. It's drastically changed. Because of trading, because of the ability to control my own finances and generate wealth. And I'd like to be that person that helps others do the same. It doesn't necessarily mean they want to become, you know, full-time traders, but maybe they take over their investment portfolio. Maybe they learn this. Maybe they start a business out of it. Who knows? I think leaving value like that and leaving legacy for my children, where my children have something that they can pick up and play, right? Where they can grow up and take over the real estate business, and they don't necessarily have to do anything hands-on with it, but they have a business which provides them income. And that income, you know, if they want to grow the business, they can. If not, it at least provides them a cash buffer to pursue their own dreams, where all of a sudden they don't have to worry about taking 2 years out of their life to pursue an entrepreneurial venture and worry about how they're going to get paid, right? They can kind of focus and say, hey, I've got this money coming in from the side. This gives me time to focus on what I really want to do in life. And I think that's big. And I forgot where I was going. I got all off track with that. But my mindset, that is winning life, right? So my mindset when it comes to that is like, I've got to win by any means necessary. Where, you know, if you put me in a room with 10 people, right? And there's one knife on the ground and you say, I got to kill 10 people. I wouldn't actually kill 10 people. That's against my morals and whatnot. But just the analogy, right? If I got to kill 10 people because only one of us is going to make it, my mentality is I'm going to pick up that knife. I'm going to be the first one to run to that knife and get after people. Right? That's the mentality. If there's one door that opens and the other 99 of them don't open, I'm going to be the one that find that door. I'm going to win no matter what. And that mentality doesn't necessarily mean you always win. You fail plenty of times, but you're approaching it full steam. You're approaching it with full effort. You're giving your all. And I can tell you what, you don't have regrets if you give your all. Right? I don't know how many of you guys have done this, right? If you try your hardest, if you exhaust all your options and you do everything and still fail, you're happy with it. You just sit back and smile like, you know what? I gave everything I have and it just didn't work. There's no regrets. The people that have regrets are the ones that don't try, because then they have that woulda, coulda, shoulda kind of floating around their mind where it's like, hey, if I would've or if I could've, maybe I should've. And I think those are the things that haunt you for life. So when you say like, oh, the percentages say that I can't make it, so I already can't make it, that's a bunch of BS, right? Why can't you be the one, right? If 10% of people find success, what's stopping you from being in that 10%? I'll tell you what's stopping you. The stupid mindset. So I get offended by it. I shouldn't get offended, because I understand that most people have this mindset. But it's also one of the reasons I started this podcast, to help people break out of this mindset. So in a way, it does kind of offend me. And I gave another interesting stat just from a personal aspect where it's like, I said, listen, man, from a statistical standpoint, right, growing up where I'm from, the stats said that I didn't have a chance to make it past the age of 18 without either being dead or in jail, right? That's the unfortunate reality of where I came from, right? There were the statistics said, right, there's a very high probability, there's a higher probability of being dead or in jail, right, as a young black man from Philadelphia, than you making it out. And I was told this at a very young age. I don't know if it had to be my dad. I was guessing maybe it was someone else. I'm assuming it was my dad. And I remember at a very young age, I made the decision where I said, hey, I'm not going to be a stat. And you can ask all my friends, right, growing up, what was my goal? Make it to 18. No kids alive, no jail, right? Make it to 18. That was my goal. It's literally the last birthday I remember because it was such a big milestone for me. My 18th birthday was big, right? It was an accomplishment. Right, you couldn't do anything fancy, you know. I can legally drive a car. I guess you could drive at 16, but whatever. You can't drink or anything like that until you're 21 here. I don't know what else. 18, I was legally an adult. I guess that was. I don't know what that did for me, but the fact that I was alive, not in jail, and no kids was massive to me because I defeated the odds. I went against the odds. And growing up, I made a goal. I told myself very early on, I'm going to do this, right? I didn't fall into the trap of oh man, you know, I gotta be a drug dealer, I gotta be this and I gotta be that, right? Because that's the only way out for a young black man. No. I said, I'm going to make it. And that dictated my decisions all the way up till now, right? I sacrificed friends where, you know, I stopped hanging out with certain people. Because I thought of them as negative influences, and man, like if I keep hanging out with this dude, I'm gonna end up in jail or killed. Right? You make other sacrifices, right? But it starts with the mindset, and that's so important. And I feel bad for this person responded because he's lost the game, right? He has lost the game. And to put a sports reference in it, because this wouldn't be a podcast about a sports reference, right? When I was a football player, I remember in Little League, right? What we used to do is we used to come off the bus all padded up and we used to beat on our pads and sing these like war songs, right? Mighty, mighty Bantams, mighty, mighty Bantams, here to eat ya, here to eat ya. Please lay down, please lay down. We're gonna beat ya, we're gonna beat ya. Boom, boom, clap, 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 boom, boom, clap. Ah, right? We get so fired up. And as a kid, I'm just like, okay, this is cool. You know, we're singing and stuff, and this is all, you know, great. But as I grew up and I started coaching myself, what I found out is that just like in any war, it's an intimidation factor. I think it's New Zealand, all of their national sports team, they do their I don't want to call it ancient chant, their traditional chant. Right, where these are, you know, big, strong men and women, and they're sitting there pounding their chests and screaming. And for someone that's not in the mental space, they're probably looking at them like, oh my gosh, these dudes are crazy. Like, no way I want to go against him, right? And when that happens, your mindset has been broken. And guess what? You've lost the game before it already happens. You lost the game. So you got to have a proper mindset about that, right? We started off, we did a recent workshop called the Confident Trader Collective. And we started off the workshop just talking about mindset because it's the most important thing. When I told you about the pyramid, right? The first thing in that pyramid at the bottom, mindset, purpose, foundation, right? If you don't have that mindset straight, if you're filling yourself with limiting thoughts, you're always going to be limited. You're racing with ankle weights on and a weighted vest. You're always going to be limited if you have those limiting thoughts. You have to break free of that. And until you break free of that, you're never, ever going to be successful in anything. And even if you, by a chance of luck, you become successful, in your mind, you're not going to believe it. And there are a lot of people out there that say that too, where it's like you become successful and I'm like, hey man, congrats on your success. You're like, well, I just got lucky, right? And that mindset's going to put you, it's going to drag you right back down. You won't stay successful with that mindset. You'll get there for a little bit. Maybe you have all the skills and all the talents in the world and that will allow you to get to reach the level of success. I'm stumbling now, right? It'll allow you to reach that level of success, but you won't stay there if your beliefs aren't straight. You're always going to believe that you don't deserve it. I don't deserve this success. I don't deserve to be here. And you'll eventually get sucked back down into the losing category. So if there's one takeaway from this, right, it's you've got to eliminate limiting beliefs. I remember one last story, even as when I was a young trader, I was so embarrassed to admit that I was a trader because of what other people thought, right? Everyone told me you can never be a successful trader. It's gambling, all this fun stuff. So when people would ask what I'm trying to do, I'd be like, yeah, trade. You know, I would shy away from it. And what I realized is that those were limiting beliefs, right? How am I supposed to have confidence in the market if I don't have confidence in myself? If I don't take pride in what I'm trying to do? And I started feeding myself positive affirmations. I start feeding myself just messages of why I deserve to be successful, why I'm going to be successful, why you can't tell me nothing about not being successful. And that started changing my life. I started carrying myself a little bit better. I wasn't slouched over. My head was held high. I had a whole different walk. I would come into a room. Hey, Kia, what are you doing? I'm a trader. What's up? Ask me about it. I'd love to explain it, right? And lo and behold, my trading results, right, my actions in the market started changing as well. I was more confident with placing trades. I was more confident with being in a trade and not kind of punking out when it went against me or taking profits early. Eliminate those limiting beliefs. Eliminate those limiting thoughts. And it's amazing what you can do. But if you don't, you're going to be trapped. You're going to be trapped in a jail, and you're always going to fail.